I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
The war for the future of our children and the future of our country is on, and right now at Columbia University, a school that we've, by the way, been told for our entire lives is one of the finest that there ever was, there is a third world ethno-religious clash playing out. As supporters of Israel and Palestine, many of them foreign nationals, by the way, are duking it out. This is a situation that's growing increasingly volatile and exposes the gaping wound between the Israel-first political establishment of the Democrat Party and the far-left activist groups that they have so long supported and who have now refused to back Israel in what may be the most politically charged war in history. Since this war, Israel's war in Gaza, began, bringing with it tens of thousands of Palestinian civilian deaths, largely women and children, Columbia has been home to some of the largest and most intense pro-Palestine protests in the United States, along with some of the most intense pro-Israel activism that this country has ever seen. And it's not just the school. Make no mistake, no. New York City as a whole has been completely engulfed by all of this. Every single day, there are rallies and demonstrations showing support for either side of Israel or Palestine in this foreign war. The flags of foreign nations and foreign peoples, be they Israeli or Palestinian, are flying all over New York City at all hours of the day. The biggest city in America has effectively become an extension of the Middle East. And let's be honest here. This is just getting started. Things are going to continue to devolve. This situation in Gaza is going to continue to get worse and worse every single day. And if what we have seen so far is any precedent, these protests are going to continue in various forms. Congress just voted to send tens of billions of dollars to Israel to fund their war effort. They're on the march, and they're looking to expand that battlefield. They're looking for more opponents like Iran, and they're looking to pull the United States into yet another conflict. So you better believe it. As the weather warms up and as people get back outside and become more willing to show up at public gatherings, we can only expect that this situation is going to intensify and eventually just grow out of control. It's causing total chaos in the political left as well. These two sides absolutely hate each other. We've already seen a huge defection from Joe Biden in the Democrat primaries, where in protest of his Israel support, huge swaths of Democrat voters, especially in states with high Muslim populations, are casting their ballots for the undecided option or for another candidate altogether. Not that voting matters or counts. Not that there's any political solution to this at all whatsoever, anyhow. But meanwhile, left-wing Jews and all of the brown people that they brought into the United States are pepper-spraying each other at Columbia, and we're seeing the fracturing of this unholy voting alliance that's basically been held together with Elmer's glue since the Obama days. I mean, these people are ready to kill each other. Maybe that wouldn't be so sad, but no, seriously. One of the main characters that we've seen arise out of this week's narrative at Columbia is a Jewish-Israeli professor called Shai Davidai. This guy is quickly becoming the face of the pro-Israel movement at Columbia, as he's starred in several viral videos giving speeches and casting himself and his colleagues as victims of anti-Semitism, whatever that means. Fake word. And in one video, he went totally nuts. He actually called for the National Guard to be brought in to bring these pro-Palestine demonstrators to heel. He wants the military, your military, to be brought in to deal with people who question Israel. Listen to this guy, and remember, this is an Israeli national working at an American university. Watch.
And if you can't do, if the mayor Eric Adams, if you can't do something, one, we'll make sure you vote you out or impeach you, and we'll call on the governor, Kathy Hochul. You have the National Guard. You have terrorists in a university. Act. New York That's your state. Bring in the National Guard. Make sure we are going to rid this country of terrorists and terrorist supporters. We believe in love. We believe in free speech. But we believe that enough is enough.
Israeli control over American politics has gone so far that crowds of people are now clapping their hands and cheering when an Israeli national starts calling for the impeachment of American politicians and the use of the military against American citizens for questioning Israel. So in this corner, we have an Israeli national, and in the pro-Palestine corner, helping to lead the protest movement that Congress keeps telling us is some kind of modern-day Nazi takeover in America, we have a student named Isra Hirsi, who just so happens to be the daughter of communist Somali Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Just the other day, Hirsi was arrested and suspended from Columbia's campus. Now, despite her mother being a member of Congress, she says that this has resulted in her becoming homeless and unable to eat because she's reliant on her school for food and shelter. And since her arrest, she's been featured prominently in the media. She's the not-so-sympathetic face of the pro-Palestine resistance. Take a look at this recent interview starring her on MSNBC, where she says that her pro-Palestine group was 100% targeted by the same school administration that both parties in Congress are now telling us is anti-Semitic.
Do other student groups have this kind of target on their back, or do you feel that you are being targeted because of the fact that it is in solidarity with Palestinians and against what Israel is doing to Palestinians?
Oh, this is 100% targeted. Every single protest that we have, there's a group of counter-protesters that bring all of their items, their flags and things like that, and they're not seen as having unsanctioned protests or really receive the kind of disciplinary warnings that many of our fellow organizers receive just for being seen at these protests. And so there is definitely some hypocrisy here, especially you can kind of see it with the students that were sprayed us with the chemical weapons and the fact that there is no public information as to what happened to them, but rather the university is actively discussing what is happening to the students here and making it a whole public spectacle rather than when we haven't done anything to physically harm students, whereas those that sprayed those chemical weapons physically harmed students.
Is it just me, or is something not adding up here? We have an Israeli national stepping forward to be the face of Colombia's pro-Israel movement, and we have Ilhan Omar's daughter being cast as the face of Colombia's pro-Palestine movement. And this pro-Palestine group, they're not limiting themselves to anti-war protests. No, they're using this as an excuse to support a bunch of Bolshevik programs that Palestinians living in Palestine want nothing to do with, like homosexuality and transgenderism and everything else that they can toss into their hodgepodge of intersectionality. Keep in mind, Ilhan Omar just days ago voted to send billions of dollars to Ukraine to fund that war. Congress didn't need her vote to pass the Israel aid. They had plenty of Republican and Democrat support, so she was able to keep a grip on her media role as pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, and a villain who's in lockstep with the left and garners media praise on every other issue. That should give you even more pause and make you wonder if her daughter was actually put up to this. This entire situation doesn't pass the eye and smell test. It's plain to see the most disgusting elements of the American left have seized upon opposition to Israel to infect it with their perversions and delegitimize it in the eyes of millions of Americans. Clint Russell has been following the situation closely, and he joins us now to share his perspective. Clint, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, as always, Stu. It's great to be here.
Yeah, what do you make of all of this nonsense happening in New York and then, of course, inevitably spreading across the country?
Well, I think the Columbia example is really just a microcosm of the Ivy League institutions and the kind of long march through the institutions that we've seen from the Marxists or the communists. And it has borne major fruit, but that fruit is now spoiled, and it is starting to destroy the tree of the Democratic Party. So I think that's interesting. What concerns me more is that we have Palestinian flags on the streets in New York, and we have Ukrainian flags on the House of the Floor. Where are the American flags? And this is coming from a libertarian who is not necessarily the most flag-bearing patriotic type. But if you're going to bear a flag in my country, I would like it to be this one. It seems quite clear that we do not have anybody that is actually interested in defending America or American ideals. We are completely torn at the seams by groups that are representative of or for foreign nations. And I think that's totally reprehensible, particularly when they call themselves our representatives. It's laughable.
Okay, so what is the solution to this?
If I knew. I mean, I'm running for vice president of the Libertarian Party. I've given up so much on the GOP side. Like, consider this. Josh Hawley, you said it was the Columbia professor who was calling for the National Guard. Josh Hawley, a GOP senator, also called for the National Guard. This is totally crazy. The GOP is completely controlled by foreign governments, Saudi Arabia, Israel, a bunch of others, honestly. It's amazing that the America First moniker means so little to them, and their voters don't seem to, either if they do notice it, they're still so afraid of the Democrats they're going to vote for them regardless. So I think that we're in the duopoly vortex at this point.
I mean, do you think voting actually counts or matters?
I'm not so sure. After 2020, I don't know.
So you think that election, I mean, was obviously stolen and rigged, right?
Well, as we've actually talked about this a couple months ago, I think it was. I still am yet to see the evidence to prove that there was enough election malfeasance to twist it. But the reality is, using the media apparatus, the back doors to social media platforms to dictate censorship, the burying of the Hunter Biden laptop story, that regardless of what happened on election day, that election was absolutely stolen from Donald Trump.
Yeah. So there's probably not a political solution here.
Doesn't feel like it. No. I mean, I would like to believe so. My opinion is there's still enough people in this country that are at least somewhat open to different ideas that you can reach them. But it's quite obvious that we are polarized, and that there are millions and millions of Americans that have not only made up their mind, but made up their mind with absolutely horrifically terrible ideas. And at this point, they control the political apparatus. So as long as that persists, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So if there is no political solution.
I'm not going there, Stu. I'm a peaceful person. I am interested in finding peaceful resolution to this. But
as are we, Clint, you know, and yeah. I just think that the people have exhausted every one of them. You know, I mean, the people are a dog backed into a corner at this point. What I want here is not violence. What I want is the restoration of the rule of law. Do you agree that these people have committed war crimes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for decades, yes.
Do you believe that these people have openly declared war on the American people? And I'm not talking about Republicans or Democrats, because I think that's freaking fake. I'm talking about the Uniparty, all of them, every single one of them. Do you believe any of them are doing the bidding of the people?
No, not a chance. I mean, to bury us with $35 trillion in debt, to wage proxy wars against nuclear powers in completely unwinnable wars that I see no geopolitical advantage to.
Well,
the Americans
people are being killed, by the way. Deploying bioweapons here, dropping bombs on little kids' heads over there. American soldiers are dying in, cesspools overseas. These are war crimes. I mean, these are actually criminal acts of war. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
And they should be held accountable. So when people are like, oh, my God, Stu Peters is a really dangerous guy. He's a dangerous individual. NBC News labels me a dangerous individual. Facebook completely nukes my personal account. I now have no access to pictures of my kids growing up. I've never posted anything volatile or inciting on my personal Facebook page. This was a place where I could keep up with friends and family and show them pictures of my kids. All those memories are now completely gone because NBC News does this hit piece because I'm a dangerous individual. No, I don't want violence. Matter of fact, I'm opposed to all violence. I'm opposed to wars. I'm opposed to dropping bombs on little kids and ladies' heads that have nothing to do with this war at all, never wanted this war, don't care about this war. They don't even know why we're in this war.
Preach.
What I want is the restoration of the rule of law. And part of the restoration of the rule of law means extreme accountability. And that extreme accountability comes after a judicial process with due process where these people are found guilty of these crimes against humanity and criminal war crimes in front of some sort of a tribunal, and then they're executed on a public stage. That's not violence. That is the rule of law.
Well, that would be just, particularly given what happened during the lockdown era, creation of a man-made bioweapon and the release of it, whether or not it was intentional. I lean towards it being intentional. I mean, millions of people have died at the hands of the state. That's just the reality. So But how we seek justice, though, I mean, as you already established, the Uniparty is in control. There is no difference. I mean, there's very minimal difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. Ultimately, neither of which are interested in justice, because as far as I can tell, both sides are compromised. Both sides can't possibly have any of these tribunals because they would all be found guilty.
Every one of them. Yes. And you know what? Then so be it.
Yeah.
Because there's still 350 some odd million Americans here in this country who would like the bidding of the people to be done as a representative constitutional republic is supposed to operate. And right now we just don't have that. I'm going to quote, before we go here, the Jewish Virtual Library. The Jewish Virtual Library says, and I quote, "The truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the mortal enemy of the state," unquote. Mm. This is why slave owners didn't allow their slaves the opportunity to read or write. Clint Russell, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's also the first casualty in war, not coincidentally. Thank you, Stu.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Times are uncertain, to say the least. And being prepared right now is more crucial than it ever has been before, which is why I'm here to tell you about this incredible offer from our trusted partner, American Reserves. For the entire month of April, American Reserves is offering you, the Stu Peters community, free 72-hour kits with any purchase. You heard that right. Free product with any purchase, no matter how many purchases. All you need to do is use code STU72 at checkout, because at American Reserves, it's not just about selling products. It's about ensuring that you and your loved ones are safe and prepared. This is your one-stop shop for high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-tier water filtration products, and essential survival gear. And they understand the value of being prepared without breaking the bank at American Reserves. To help make your family readiness even more accessible, American Reserves offers Shop Pay that allows you to get the products immediately and pay later. That means that you can secure your family's safety right now, today, and pay in small, manageable installments. No stress, no compromise on quality. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit AmericanReserves.com right now. Grab your free 72-hour emergency kit with any purchase and take a smart step toward being prepared. With American Reserves and Shop Pay, you're not just preparing for emergencies, you're investing in peace of mind. The American Reserves team are my friends. I trust them with my own family's preparedness. They're true Christians and patriots, and they help support my work. Go to the good people right now at AmericanReserves.com and use the code STU72 to check out and prepare your family. Field of Greens is the healthiest thing that I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I like all of their flavors. It's completely improved my life. This is actually nutrition the way that nature intended. What I noticed right away, I noticed clearer skin. I noticed brighter, more vibrant skin. I noticed more energy when I wake up. I noticed better sleep at night. And Field of Greens is just radically different. It's different from anything else that you could possibly do. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you a 100% money-back guarantee. Who else is going to do that? Plus, I got you 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code STU. That's promo code STU at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code STU. Heart disease and blood clots and strokes and kidney failure. You hear these things, you think death. These are all deadly, and all of them can be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle as adverse events. On top of all of it, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary pain relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. That's not a solution to your pain. Not only is it ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors. That's why researchers are saying right now to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. I'm talking about omega-3 fatty acids, but not just any form of omegas that you get with regular fish oil at the big box store down the street. No, these are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it outperforms ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol, and it doesn't have all of those dangerous side effects that we just talked about. For a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now and get your special offer for being a part of this crew, this family. Go to StopMyInflammation.com. Again, that's StopMyInflammation.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stew and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stew. Welcome back. So we hear an awful lot, especially in the independent media, about how the corporate media is just one big psyop. You know, networks like CNN and Fox and NBC, they're all working hand in glove with the deep state and so-called NGOs all over the map who all pull together to make our lives worse, to make them miserable, to make the country worse, to stoke divisions that tear us apart, to help to create the circumstances of chaos that are necessary for their paymasters to seize control. And we all know who their paymasters are. To gobble up more power, to gobble up more and more influence. The number one goal of America's corporate media, quite obviously, is to keep our eyes off the prize, to keep us distracted, to stop us from cracking open the issues that really matter, the things that we're talking about at our dinner table, to keep us from peeling back the onion, from identifying the people and places and issues that are affecting and destroying us the most, that are destroying our way of life. And while the corporate media is a problem, and we all know that they've been sleazy for decades now, we're seeing much of the same problem, much of the same intellectual corruption and tyranny shilling over in this so-called independent media space. And now, in recent weeks and months, this has really come to the surface. People are talking about it. They're talking about how the media outlets that they have been told were founded to give a differing perspective or a more pro-America slant are actually doing quite the opposite, even if they're not as brazen about it as their corporate counterparts. And at the top of the list, among the networks and publications that are being singled out as the most treacherous in the world of independent media, is the Daily Wire. Founded by Ben Shapiro and Jeremy Boring, the Daily Wire is undeniably and very publicly an Israel-first news agency. They just fired Candace Owens for questioning Israel, a foreign secular nation state that raises the Sodomite pride flag over the Holy Land. Now, if you question or if you criticize Israel, the Daily Wire will make sure that everyone thinks you're an anti-Semite, whatever that means, fake word. But you see, they benefit from it. They're catapulted to the front of the search results. They're catapulted to the top of the social media news feeds because they're controlled opposition. They're there to give conservatives or people who say that they're on the right a watered down message that, while it may have a few zingers and a few talking points that get people excited, really takes you to the same place that the corporate media does. It takes you nowhere. It takes you to an island. It takes you to just being some guy in a voting booth, somewhere just pulling the lever or pressing the button or filling in the bubble or whatever the hell you do for whatever candidate that has an R beside their name, who you're told is going to give 1% of the biggest tax break and slash to the most regulations for vulture capitalists. And this doesn't just revolve around Israel and its many tentacles, though that's a huge part of it. It revolves around the entire globalist political system. It revolves around preserving its fragile grip on the narrative and on our lives themselves. Take, for example, the Daily Wire's embrace of COVID jabs, which, as we all know, are a bioweapon and the deadliest fake vaccine in human history. Now, we all know that Ben Shapiro thinks that you're a dope if you didn't get jabbed. He's made that very clear. And to Jeremy Boring, quote, "the COVID vaccines are likely the greatest scientific achievement of our lifetimes," end quote. So you heard that right. Jeremy Boring thinks that mankind's greatest achievement is the creation of a bioweapon, a weapon of biowarfare that was forced into the arms of millions of Americans and children, killing them or turning them into ticking time bombs. But of course, in most cases, to question the jab, to oppose the jab, you have to be a critical thinker. You have to be capable of stepping outside of the bounds that are drawn for us and face the reality as it really presents itself. And Jeremy Boring hates critical thinkers. He's made that clear too. In fact, he says that if you question the official narrative on things like the moon landing or 9/11, then you just flat out hate America. Imagine composing that post. Imagine actually hitting the send button after you proofread that tweet. Critical thought isn't welcome at the Daily Wire, obviously. And again, the Candace Owens situation proved that to us. Like the rest of the corporate press, the Daily Wire says that they're all about free speech, they're all about the truth, they're all about facts, not caring about your feelings, by the way, until it starts hitting home for them, and then they're vehemently against it. Take a listen to Jeremy Boring trying to explain his way out of this, and then get caught in a lie and be exposed for the anti-speech corporate media hack that we all know he really is. These people are pathetic. But you see, they have no balls, so it's not surprising. Remember, Jeremy Boring is the same guy who claims to be a Christian, but says that saying Christ is king makes you guilty of anti-Semitic hate speech, which is fake, by the way. For more on this and the treachery of the fake and gay and controlled independent media like the Daily Wire, we're joined by Jefferson Lee. Jefferson, it's becoming increasingly obvious that this space that we call alternative or dissident media, independent media, has been infiltrated by those who wish to, you know, push people in front of the viewing audience to make them feel like, hey, I'm listening to these people because, you know, they're anti-government. Fox News was able to do this for the longest time. They pulled the wool over the eyes of Americans. Yeah, we're the fair and balanced or whatever we report, you decide, you know, conservative, taking back. I mean, they had their Patriot Awards and all of this other nonsense. It's complete. But they were able to do that for the longest time. Now that they have been exposed as being, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Jewish-funded, dominated media, just like the rest of them, now this independent media space is starting to be exposed, starting with the Daily Wire. But there are others. What's your take?
You know, on one hand, Stu, and first of all, thanks for having me. Big fan.
Yeah, of course.
Great to be on the show. On one hand, you get upset. Why is the alternative media being so corrupted? Why do we repeatedly see these boilerplate conservative takes infiltrating what should be actively telling the truth? But then on the other hand, I'm kind of, I guess you could say, white-pilled by it, because this just reminds me of the same stuff that Sean Hannity would have said in 2000 or 2001 or 2002 to anyone who had questions about, say, the Iraq War, or, well, that would have been probably 03 or 9/11. The regime seems to just have one play, at least the conservative side, which is to simply call you un-American for asking very logical questions about highly questionable events that really anyone with a brain should be looking at and saying, there's something wrong here.
Yeah, I wonder, why is it that so many people are dropping dead, dying suddenly? There was one of the most viewed documentaries of the entire decade was my documentary, Died Suddenly. There's a reason for that, because people noticed that regularly healthy people were dying suddenly. Dropping dead, hundreds of Canadian doctors that we reported on, Monday Night Football, Damar Hamlin collapsing you know, in front of a viewing audience of over 10 million people, then being resuscitated, revived, critical heart patient, all this other stuff, highly scripted video afterwards. Why is it that the Israeli government is posting on X videos of them committing war crimes and killing innocent women and children? We're not allowed to question that. Why were the Israelis dancing on 9/11? We're not allowed to question that. What happened to the USS Liberty? We're not allowed to question that. How is the president calling the moon on a corded phone? We're not allowed to ask that question. Why did I find a green screen about this? Why is every picture that I see taken in from outer space a CGI? Why can't I just see a picture? But when you start asking these questions, you see people like Ben Shapiro and others, because I want you to talk about some of these other so-called alternative dissident media places as well. You're not allowed to say these things. There's certain lines that you're not allowed to cross. And it just so happens that the lines that you try to cross or approach or even just kind of point at and cock your head like a dog looking at a treat is like, you're not allowed to do that. You're just not allowed to. Don't do that. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, they're giving away their own hand, though, aren't they, Stu? Because when you tell me, when you tell rational people, you know, real Americans that take pride in who they are and they understand the spirit of this country and kind of what we're founded upon, when you tell us not to look at something, we're going to look. When you tell me, let's not talk about the dancing Israelis. I mean, there are other. I don't want to name too many names here, unless you want me to. But
yeah,
there have been other
names. That's what we do here.
Sure. I mean, like, I grew up I'm 37 years old. I'm a millennial's millennial. And so, of course, like a lot of people my age, I kind of came up through the Ron Paul movement. Was a big fan back in the day, which meant that I listened to a lot of InfoWars as a young guy in my early 20s. And there's a lot of questions about 9/11, the logistics of it. How did these buildings fall? How could there be a stand down of drastic proportions with our air defenses? Why are there drills happening the same day this attack takes place? But the dancing Israeli story was ignored forever, all right? And similarly, why were these dancing Israelis sent back to Israel while all planes were downed in the time following 9/11? There's obviously a huge amount of chicanery going on here. And the more that people like Jeremy Boring or Ben Shapiro tell people, don't look over here, the more they're going to look, because conservatives are sick of being lied to. We understand. We voted for the right wing. We've gone, like you said before, let's push the button, pull the lever, whatever, for the Republican candidate. And things just keep getting worse.
Yeah.
Things just keep getting worse.
Have you ever played hide and seek with a four-year-old?
Absolutely. I have a three-year-old. So
okay.
Close to three-year-old.
So when you go to hide, what is one of the things a three-year-old or four-year-old will do? They want to look, they want to peek, they want to see where you're going to hide. It is just human nature. That's not something that's taught to a three-year-old. A three-year-old doesn't learn about the art of deception by going to some Ivy League school or by even having life experiences. It's just innately in us, this curiosity, this I want to know the truth. That's innately in us. So if the truth is hiding somewhere, real people, real human being nature is to peel back the layers of the onion until they find the truth. People just want to know the truth, man. It's why people dig inside of relationships. It's why people try to catch each other doing devious things. It's why cops have sting operations. It's why they set people up all the time. It's because we want to see what's happening when nobody's looking. Who are you when all eyes are turned away from you? What are you really doing when the media is telling us, look over there?
I mean, precisely. And again, so many of us right-leaning Christian Americans are sitting around wondering why things have gotten demonstrably worse in our lifetime. And with Jeremy Boring, especially the Israel First, the Israel Wire, whatever Jeremy Bet-David called it, you know, we've been told this is our greatest ally. For my whole life, people just parrot this. Well, they're the only democracy in the Middle East. Surely we have to support them. And we're sitting here in real time watching this seemingly Western, Christian adjacent, Judeo-Christian regime genocide people in real time while they call white people evil and genocidal for things that our ancestors might not have even done 300 years ago. And at a certain point, you're going to see these people. I think it's happening in real time. I never thought I would see this happen this quickly in my lifetime, Stu. You're going to start to see regular people lose faith in this, and they're going to continue to look for alternatives.
So what's your take on InfoWars now and Alex Jones?
So, Stu, obviously, we didn't prep me and you. We're just here meeting for the first time. I was really surprised that he even debated Zionism with you in the studio. I saw him debate David Duke years ago. and it was via video, and he kept muting Dr. Duke and not letting Dr. Duke get any response time in. It seems to me like Alex wants to stay a kind of step ahead. He's now acknowledging that Jewish control, Zionist control is a serious problem. He has people like Harrison Smith who are a little bit more forthcoming with their right-wing tendencies.
Yep.
Owen Schroyer as well. I like Owen quite a bit. And he's forced to acknowledge you because you're coming at the world from a similar perspective, but you're going further. You're telling more of the truth. And it's frustrating because there are so many clips.
I don't even know if that's true. So I just want to I want to make myself very clear here.
Please.
Because I have a lot of respect for a lot of the work that Alex Jones has done. Most of it, actually. And the reason why, I mean, so Daria, his producer, actually sent a text to my communications chief saying, hey, we'd love to have Stu in studio. And Alex just happened to be sitting right next to me, not Jones, Roundtree, my communications guy, happened to be sitting right next to me at a studio in Minnesota when this text came through. And I said, when? Name the time. And Daria's like, well, whenever you can get here. Literally got up out of the studio, went to the airport, caught a flight. We were on our way, like within an hour, we were on our way to Austin to go and sit down with him. We got a hotel. The next day we went and sat down with him. What is Daria? I said, Daria, what does Alex want to talk about with me? Just whatever, just all of it. Just, I mean, the state of our country, what's happening, you know, geopolitically, all of these things. And the first question that he asked me was something along the lines of, what do you see going so wrong here? And I named the infiltration of our government, the overrepresentation of people who call themselves Jews in our government. And it was immediately, he said, I knew you were going to come here and talk like this. Okay, if you knew that I was going to come here and talk like this, then respectfully, let me talk, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. He kept trying to gaslight his audience and me by talking about Venezuelan influence over our foreign policy, or, you know, extremist radical Muslims, or China. But when I look around in our government, I don't see an overrepresentation of Chinamen, you know, ruining our country, or Venezuelans. I don't see where this is coming from. I see a bunch of people who claim to be Jews and have an allegiance to the foreign secular nation state of Israel. And I think that that's a big problem. And I said that. Now, since then, when I left there, I just knew, because in commercial breaks, he was very obviously disturbed. You know, he was agitated, to say the least. And, you know, during commercial breaks, before what the public could see, he was asking me things like, what do you want to do? Talk about the Jews some more. Like, you know, so he was very disturbed. And since then, as somebody, and I got to, I'm sorry to feel like I'm taking a long time here, and I'm going to give you plenty of time. No, I want you to filibuster the rest. But as somebody that, you know, felt like we had a mutual respect, right? And that was proven because previously when what happened in Maui happened, we came out and said, this is a directed energy weapon. This is a do attack. It's very obvious that's what this is. Alex Jones came out on his network the same day and said, I heard Stu Peters talking about, it's not that. It's absolutely not that. But then when it became more and more obvious that I was right, he didn't just say, oh, Stu Peters was right. He actually invited me to be on the show and then publicly apologized to me in front of his entire viewing audience saying, and so to me, that garnered even more respect. Okay, because here's a guy who's saying, not only was I wrong, but I'm going to have the guy who I said was full of it, I'm going to have him here, and I'm going to tell the world that he was right in front of the entire world. And I thought that was really great. We can have disagreements. You know, we can, I would disagree with Alex Jones taking money or doing a deal with Jews that are subverting our country and that are running its into the dirt and, you know, who are completely destroying everything that we can see here, these people who claim to be Jews. I would have a problem with him doing a deal with these people because obviously the rest of the media has done a deal with them too. However, if there was an argument that Alex Jones could give me, this is why it's good for the country, this is why it's good for the America First movement for me to take this deal, I would listen and try to see things from his perspective. But he hasn't offered that, you see. What Alex Jones has done now is completely shut the door on Stu Peters. So when we have followed up, and when I have sent text messages to him and to Daria and to his producer Scott, when I have sent messages to them and they don't even open them or respond to me anymore, and the last message that I sent to Daria, this is a full disclosure show, I'm going to tell all of it. The last message that I sent to her was, do you not even like me anymore? What's going on? And no response there either. So when you're running away from a conversation, I can only come to one conclusion. And that is that either you dismiss me as an idiot, which I don't believe based on everything that Alex Jones has ever said about me since the inception of the infancy of this broadcast, has been complimentary, not always in agreement with me, but complimentary about the fact that I have some testicular fortitude, and I'll grab a hold of my nutsack and stand by my position. And when I get attacked by the Rolling Stone and the New York Times, I double down if I believe that I'm right. And I admit when I'm wrong. And so whether we agree on anything or not, I always thought that we could at least come to the table and have these discussions, but he's proving now that he can't do that. Why do you think that is?
I don't pretend to know about the inner workings of his business,
yeah,
who's writing checks and who's not. It's very, very tough to speculate. I do think that there's an element of fear involved. I mean, look, when you rise to prominence and you're avoiding this third rail, it kind of becomes part of the identity of the show. I remember when he had Nick Fuentes in studio, and I was kind of struck by the callers that were calling into the show. You know, I don't want to sound like too much of a here, but they were all really old. All right. His audience was skewing much older than I would have thought. And when you look at opinion polls in the United States for liking Israel, let's say, conservatives over the age of 50 still have a favorable opinion. I think it's dwindling, to be fair, but they still have a favorable opinion of Israel. People who skew younger, they simply do not. It just is what it is.
I agree with all that.
I'm not going to accuse Alex of necessarily just being greedy, but he has a big operation. He needs to keep the lights on. I mean, I understand that. I've run businesses in my life as well, and so for him to jump out of this frame of kind of tacitly pro-Israel into something totally different, I don't know if it would necessarily vibe with his viewers. The frustrating part for me is seeing all of these clips of him. I think most famously, right after 9/11, where he's broadcasting from a rinky-dink studio, which is kind of the Alex Jones that I loved, you know, Israel's going to get us all nuked. This is Israel taking, and it's like, so you know the truth. You had the correct assessment of Jewish involvement, Israeli involvement in 9/11 after it happened. And I just think he's worried. He's got a lot tied up in his business, clearly. And again, who knows who's writing the checks behind the scenes? That clearly matters.
Writing in the checks because he, you know, saying you're going to go say this. Maybe it is that he is fearful of the attacks that will come if he takes a position like ours, which is, hey, I'm going to call it how I see it, and this is what it is. All that to say, precisely, I still have a lot of respect for Alex. I don't agree with him running away from the conversation. I don't agree with him running away from, you know, at least at minimum, a business friendship and an alliance. I think that we need to be unified. I think that we need to be together. I think that we need to be a voice against this corporate media and people like the Daily Wire. What do you think about Steve Bannon?
You know, back in the day when Trump first kind of came on the scene back in 2015, I, like a lot of people, was kind of reading Breitbart. And I did see, at least in the wake of Andrew Breitbart's death, a lot of relevant critiques of the regime. I felt as if it was legitimately kind of alternative news. The more my mind was open to this, the more I kind of felt like Bannon was a bit of a clown and a grifter. And I was very upset when it came out that he bought a boat called like the Warfighter. It's like hilarious. This guy's like not exactly a warfighter himself, to put it mildly, off of money that he had raised by conservatives that wanted to do something about building the wall, essentially. And it came out he was grifting off this and enriching himself with alcohol and with material possessions. I also don't like seeing the brand of conservatism he has sent out to Europe. There seems to be kind of a turn towards Israel first conservatism in Europe, which actually has not been the case historically speaking over the course of the history of the right wing. And Bannon has been in charge of exporting that. It's been quite well known. And I simply just don't think a right wing can be healthy while being attached to Zionism. I think it's a serious problem. And I view anyone who is exporting this in my country or somewhere else as someone that should not be trusted.
Yeah. Well, I will just say this, is that I will be able to sleep at night. When I lay down at night and I put the back of my head on the cool side of the pillow, the My Pillow, by the way, promo code Stu. Just kidding. I'm hated there as well. when I put my head down on the pillow at night and I watch the ceiling fan go around and around and I toss and I turn and I think about all of the things that are happening in our country and in my personal life and the attacks that I'm coming under and I'm trying to process everything and the best mode of attack because I'm not a weak person. I face a lot of adversity and I will always rise above it. I will always remain steadfast, focused on fighting for kids, millions of them in this country. And until I take my last breath, I will pick up the sword and be obedient to God and fight on behalf of these children that I think are being senselessly attacked while our government openly wages war against them. But when I lay my head down on that pillow, Jefferson, when I do finally fall asleep, can sleep soundly. I can look at myself in the mirror when I get up in the morning and I'm putting my tie on, you know, and some days not. But I can look in the mirror and I can say, yeah, you know, you're operating this business with integrity. Could I make a lot more money? Yep. Yep, I could have sold out for millions of dollars and had 16,000 radio stations across the country. Early on in the Stu Peters Show, really early on, like before Died Suddenly early on. And I told them to go f*** themselves because what they had was they had $8 million, four-year contract, $2-some-odd million was guaranteed money. They had a 30-day for any reason termination clause with a 10-year no-compete. So for $2 million, they could take Stu Peters and just shut him up for 10 years. I saw the writing on the wall. I knew what was happening there. We've had advertisers that have threatened to leave us because of our pro-truth stance and our questioning of Israel and the genocidal regime that is actively, openly dropping bombs on apartment complexes occupied by children. And we said, well, then if you don't want to advertise here, I'm sure that there are other outlets that would happily advertise your product. That's fine. We believe in your product. But if you don't believe in the truth, then you're not a good fit here anyways. And so this isn't about the amount of money that we can make. This is about, hey, when my audience sees somebody advertised on this program, they know that they stand with the truth because we don't mince words and there is no blurring of the lines of truth. We see something that we believe to be true. We see a question that we think needs to be asked, and there is a clear, definitive line in the sand. We stand with the truth because the truth shall set you free. And we believe that setting you free is the most important thing because right now the goal of this regime and, you know, this one world governance that's fastly approaching us is to put every single living and breathing organism, man, woman, and child, into digital, virtual, or financial, or even physical prison camps, and then have you be subservient to them. And we don't think that that represents individual liberty, bodily autonomy, or freedom, and we stand vehemently against that. We oppose that no matter what. So if you're an advertiser that is scared of this program, everybody's going to know you because they will know you by your fruits. And if you're an advertiser that's on this program, one of those that remains, even though we stay steadfast in our search of what's really happening with Israel and this Jewish Zionist infiltration of our government and this overtaking at the brink of a conquering of a country, then you know that these are advertisers who stand with the truth. Whether or not they share our values or opinions doesn't matter, but they stand with the truth. And they're spending their money, and they have good products, on a network that they know is risky and that is constantly coming under attack. And so for that, we owe them a tremendous amount of gratitude, and so does everybody else. And if you're going to get these products from everywhere, you should get them from us here and from our advertisers and from our store at spnstore.com, because we really do stand with the truth. And we're going to lose money, but we don't care. We have had weeks where we're like, wow, you know, we lost this guy and that guy or this company or that company. Yeah, does it hurt? Of course, because we have a payroll full of Christians that we have to keep on staff. We have, you know, young people that, you know, are reliant on their income here. We'll always make our payroll. But it's really an interesting time to be alive and to watch who's really, you know, their advertising dollars are going way up and they're being pushed to the top of Facebook and Instagram searches, whereas people like me are having their entire accounts nuked and obliterated. So like you said, if it's the one thing that you're not supposed to question, it's probably the one thing that we should be looking at, and we're going to continue to do that. I'm really sorry about, I'm going to have you back because I took so much of this time with you today, but you've inspired a tremendous amount of thinking and internalizing that I guess now I'm just doing out loud. That's what we're going to do here today, I guess. Happy Tuesday, Jefferson Lee. Thank you so much. Sorry about that. We're going to have you back very soon, okay?
Thanks for having me, Stu. Have a great one.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Gold Co. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle, it improved my heart and brain function, and while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all seven essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out buyoptimizers.com/StuPeters. By using the promo code StuPeters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember, buyoptimizers.com/StuPeters and then use promo code StuPeters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough. Something I'm super excited about, and a question for all of you guys out there, and a lot of you girls, actually. Did you ever want to own your own set of night vision binoculars, but you didn't get a set because of how pricey they are? Well, now you can grab one for under $200 from our sponsor, TacRite. These things are normally over $4,000 once it's military grade. However, TacRite was able to make a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night vision requires at least some light to work. TacRite night vision lets you see in even pitch darkness. Our viewers can get an amazing one-time discount. You can grab one today for under $200. You don't need a coupon code or a promo code or anything. Just visit TacRiteStu.com. That's TacRiGHT Stu, STEW.com. TacRiteStu.com. It's a great gift for anyone that's interested in the outdoors or hunting, military, or just wants to be able to feel safe at night. Grab yours today. These are not going to last. They're going to fly off the shelves. Last time, these sold in 3 hours after I mentioned it on this program. So get it today. Go to TacRiteStu.com. Night vision binocular at TacRiteStu.com.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, This could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.